to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Huh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. David DePape, the man convicted in the hammer attack of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, was sentenced today to 30 years in prison. The 44-year-old convicted of breaking into the Pelosi home in San Francisco. Sergio Lopez is with the FBI.
Today's sentencing of David DePape to a significant prison term sends a clear message that violence and intimidation have no place in our community.
In Phoenix, John Eastman, former attorney for Donald Trump, pleaded not guilty to conspiracy, fraud, and other charges for his alleged role in trying to overturn Trump's loss in Arizona to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Eastman, along with more than a dozen others, were named in a grand jury indictment last month. At least five people are dead in southeast Texas, and nearly 750,000 customers remain without power following last night's volatile storms, including tornado-like winds that tore through Houston's downtown. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Hunter Biden are asking the federal judge overseeing his tax case in Los Angeles to postpone the June 20th trial until the fall.
Citing logistical challenges posed by Hunter Biden's June 3rd trial on gun charges in Delaware and the condensed and overlapping work preparing for two trials at once, an attorney for Biden is asking the judge here in L.A. to move his tax trial to September 5th or another date after that. If the judge accepts the request, it raises a likelihood that Hunter Biden will be on trial in the waning weeks of the presidential election. His trial here could last 6 weeks. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A Michelin star chef heading to space for fine dining at new heights. Danish chef Rasmus Munk is teaming up with the Florida-based startup Space Perspective. In late 2025, six guests will travel to around 100,000 feet where they'll enjoy an immersive dining experience with a view of Earth for the price of nearly $500,000 per ticket. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mild tonight, maybe a stray storm, otherwise partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, warm again with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chance Sunday, high upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms to start next week on Monday and Tuesday, and cooler. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Friday is National Endangered Species Day, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a $25 rebate for new purchases of endangered resources license plates through December 31st. Vice President Kamala Harris promoting the Biden administration's economic efforts during a stop in Milwaukee, her fourth trip to Wisconsin so far this year. A spokesman for the Republican National Committee says Biden's economic policies are hurting Wisconsin families. Climate change is bringing rising levels for Lake Michigan, and operators of Milwaukee lakefront attractions like the Art Museum, Discovery World, and Summerfest are working to protect the properties. That includes a new flood mitigation project at the War Memorial Center that's costing Milwaukee County taxpayers more than $600,000. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Head on in to Fleet Farm to take your lawn and garden to the next level this spring. This week, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil on sale for only $3.99. Pick up 3 pounds of Scott's Turf Builder Sun and Shade Grass Seed at the lowest price of the season, just $12.99. And stop by our garden center to shop over 100 different types of seed and plant varieties. Find everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture will be spraying for spongy moth in Buffalo County today. Plains will spray a product called 4A48B, a naturally occurring soil bacteria that kills spongy moth caterpillars feeding on tree foliage. BTK is not toxic to people, bees, pets, or other animals, and is approved for use in or certified organic food production. It breaks down in sunlight within a few days after application. People who have allergies may wish to stay indoors or leave the area until treatment is done. The yellow planes are loud and fly low, just above the tree canopy, which may frighten pets or livestock. Those with animals may use their discretion to reduce stress by keeping those animals indoors and monitoring their behavior during the aerial treatment. After years of planning and construction, the Gunderson Tri-County Hospital is formally open. The ribbon cutting this week, it marked the culmination of work that began with groundbreaking in March of 2022 and the welcoming of its first patients last July. The hospital in Whitehall is seen as a major step toward providing rural health care for an estimated 20,000 people in the region. It's double the size of the original hospital that was built in the 1960s. It features 24 beds with improved emergency room services and 2 trauma bays. Second quarter grants were recently awarded by the Pierce Pepin Cares, the charitable foundation of Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, to 6 local nonprofits. The Durand Fire Relief Association received a $500 grant toward a new tender truck. Other grant recipients include Healing Play Incorporated, the Pierce County Historical Association, the Prescott Fire Department, and the River Bluff Humane Society. Pierce Pepin Cares is funded by Pierce Pepin Co-op members who round up their monthly energy bills to the nearest dollar, as well as direct donations. An Eau Claire man has been charged in the beating death of his wife. 81-year-old John Berthold has pleaded guilty to the charges. Berthold entered into a plea deal in which he pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide in the death of his 77-year-old wife, Diane, last July. The police report stated he beat his wife to death with a wine bottle and then tried to commit suicide in their home in Eau Claire. He'll be sentenced in September. Today is National Endangered Species Day, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is marking the occasion by announcing a discount on new license plates. DNR says any Wisconsin resident who purchased new endangered resources plates now through the end of the year will receive a $25 rebate. For the last 3 decades, the sales of endangered resources plates have supported DNR's work in wildlife and nature conservation. For more information on the Endangered Resources Fund or how to get the license plate rebate, search dnr.wisconsin.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It is a special time of year for area high school seniors as they are graduating. Tonight, 74 students will receive their diplomas from the Durand, Arkansas School District. The ceremony will be held at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex starting at 7 o'clock tonight. We will provide a live stream of the graduation on the live streaming page of the WRDN website, the Durand, Arkansas YouTube channel, and NTEC Channel 99. The suspect in the May 10th robbery of the Circle C convenience store on Broadway Street in Menominee has been arrested. According to Menominee police, 43-year-old Andrew Horner of Menominee was arrested on Wednesday. Horner has been charged with armed robbery with threat of force, carrying a concealed knife, manufacture of drug paraphernalia, and possession of THC. He's currently being held in the Dunn County Jail. The Pepin County Register of Deeds is now offering a property fraud alerts for property and homeowners. Property Fraud Alert is an online subscription service that allows individuals to have their name monitored within the county register's office in order to track possible fraudulent recordings that would adversely affect their property. The service is free to all home and property owners. The service is available by visiting propertyfraudalert.com. You can also call the Pepin County Register of Deeds for more information. The Chippewa County Courthouse will be getting a new full-time security officer. The county board approved the new position this week as a response to the arrest of a man accused of making threats to shoot up the building online. Harley Akala was arrested last May and is currently committed to a hospital for mental health treatment. He will go back into custody when he is done with that treatment, and a Zoom hearing is scheduled at the end of July. The new officer will give additional protection to visitors and workers at the courthouse. UW La Crosse is receiving more funding for science programs. The university announced Thursday the science department will receive $2.8 million in endowment funding to help pay for new science education fellowships. That donation will fund a new position in the science faculty and permanently establish positions for the campus water science major. The announcement comes at a time when many UW campuses are facing staffing cuts and budget shortfalls. With the Memorial Day holiday just around the corner, a lot of folks will be in the outdoors, and Pepin County Health Department is reminding everyone to be on the lookout for ticks and also to prevent tick bites that could lead to Lyme disease. Some ways to prevent tick bites: tuck in your pants into your socks. Wear tall boots if you're going out into the woods. Use bug spray with at least a 30% DEET concentration. And also perform daily tick checks anytime you're done spending time outside. Also, don't forget to treat your pets, especially dogs, as they do have a high risk of bringing ticks into the home. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
You may not actually own all of those books, songs, and movies that you've bought online. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Risen says you should find out your options for archiving your purchases by downloading it or saving it elsewhere. But she says some services may consider saving your movies or music piracy. So be sure to check the fine print on your user agreement. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Welcome back to Verizon Radio. Our next track will get you amped for our biggest deals of the season. It's called Red Hot Deal Days.
Choose your bundle for Red Hot Deal Days. Get a new phone, watch and tablet. Scream yippee-yay-yay, cause you can trade in your old phone for a bundle today.
Now that's a hot track for Red Hot Deal Days. Choose a new phone, smartwatch, and tablet along with tons more great deals. It's only until May 29th. Visit your Verizon store today.
Eligible phone with select trade in an unlimited ultimate plan required and service plan required for watch or tablet. See Verizon.com for additional details.
Former SMI promoter Eddie Gossage passes. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR All-Star Race is coming back to racing's historic roots. The iconic North Wilkesboro Speedway will play host as an ultra-competitive field, attacks an action-packed short track. And with a million-dollar bag on the line, NASCAR superstars will put on a show you won't want to miss. The NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro, brought to you by Xfinity, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Eddie Gossage, the flamboyant former promoter of Texas Motor Speedway, passed away yesterday at the age of 65, as reported by longtime employer Speedway Motorsports Incorporated. Gossage's career spanned 32 years, first promoting major events at Charlotte Motor Speedway, where he worked with SMI founder Bruton Smith and general manager Humpy Wheeler. Known for his over-the-top stunts, Gossage is credited with the NASCAR All-Star Race's One Hot Night, the first night race at a super speedway in 1992. When SMI built Texas Motor Speedway in 1996, Gossage became its GM, a position he excelled at for 25 years. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Colin Morikawa fired a 6-under 65 and has the clubhouse lead at 11 under par after two rounds of the PGA Championship. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Scottie Scheffler is chasing Morikawa, and it's been a tough day for Scheffler. He was arrested by Louisville Metro Police after attempting to get into Valhalla Golf Club while police attempted to stop him. He would later make the opening tee time, and late in the round was 5 under par, two shots off the lead. Brewers open a three-game series against the Astros in Houston tonight. Milwaukee took 2 of 3 from the Pirates and carry a two-game lead on the Cubs entering play today. Midwest League Beloit is at Wisconsin with the Rattlers taking 2 of their first 3 in the series. The Brewers just announced today that pitcher D.L. Hall will make a rehab start with the Timber Rattlers on Sunday as he looks to return from a sprained knee. NBA playoffs tonight. The Knicks are at Indiana, leading that series 3-2 in that best of 7. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diving into tournament play as spring sports seasons wind down and move to the postseason. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It will be an absolute sprint to the finish as we wrap up spring sports seasons over the coming weeks with multiple postseason events nearly every day and championships most weekends. Up first is the start of the softball playoffs this week with opening regional action beginning Thursday. Things really heat up next Tuesday for softball when Division I will also get into the action. Track and field regional meets will be held next Monday with sectionals next Thursday. Next week also begins boys tennis and boys golf postseason play. Earlier this week, we got the release of the baseball playoff brackets as postseason begins on the diamond next Thursday. In the most recent baseball coaches poll, Mosinee moves to the top of the Division II rankings, while Sun Prairie East, Lake Country Lutheran, and Johnson Creek are again the top-ranked teams in their respective divisions. We're getting down to the end of the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets over the weekend as the tournament gets started next Thursday for girls and next Friday for boys. There are just 2 sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the number 1 seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls lacrosse went to University School and Kettamarine Badger. Good luck to all the spring sports athletes as they move into postseason play. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I went into the bait shop the other day to get some crappie minnows, and I noticed that they had wax worms and even maggots, so I bought some of those as well. Man, am I glad I did. I'll tell you why, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
So I was planning on targeting some deep crappies. I knew they were out there. I'd been catching them a couple days before. They were about 18 feet deep on a weed line just outside the mouth of this bay. We were getting them on minnows, so I bought a couple dozen crappie minnows, and I noticed they had waxies and some maggots that were probably still there from ice season, but they were in good shape, so I bought some of those too. When I got out to where I was going to fish, the crappies were gone. I think they had moved shallow, but I noticed that there was some fish that were in that depth range of about 8 feet as I was moving into the bay, spotted them on the sonar, and so I decided to drop some bait down to them. They weren't hitting crappie minnows, so I thought, I've got some maggots, I've got some waxworms, let's try them out. And I did, and I started catching these huge slab bluegills that were down in the sparse vegetation. And boy, I'll tell you what, I don't think I would have caught those fish if I hadn't decided to take that extra bait. So the lesson is, don't come up short. Take whatever you need to catch fish, and that might include some different types of bait. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. Call 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mild tonight, maybe a stray storm, otherwise partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Slight storm chance Sunday, high upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms to start next week on Monday and Tuesday, and cooler. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 80.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, and today we're visiting with Brian Split. He's with AgMarket.net to kind of recap the day's trade and to an extent as well, kind of see how we're ending the week here and some of the highlights of the week. First of all, just taking a quick look at soybeans, were able to hold the gains today. Old crop was up about 11 cents. New crop was up 4 on the soybeans. Looks like corn ended down 4 to 5, and then Kansas City wheat was down about 11, 10 or 11 cents here. Just thoughts on the market day overall. What would you say was the attitude of the grain markets here going into the weekend?
Really the fund activity was buying beans and bean product and selling corn and selling wheat. There's still the ongoing issue of the flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. And it seems like the funds have been willing to continue to cover shorts in beans, while they've been adding back to their short position in corn and maybe starting to get a little bit more on the short side on wheat again. We should seasonally see wheat make highs and see the market back off going into harvest. A month down the road, 4 or 5 weeks. We feel the recent rally has been a good opportunity to get some kind of hedges on, not only for what is in the field waiting to be cut, but also for wheat that you're going to be drilling this fall.
Okay. Let's talk about soybeans for a little while. Since you said it was kind of an interesting deal that oil was higher now than it was earlier in the week when all of these rumors about the used cooking oil were floating out there. You know, and even with the soybeans being up, that kind of tells me maybe that there's more to the story, and maybe we're not out of this weather market yet. I mean, there's plenty of time to plant beans yet. What else is going on in beans that maybe is carrying the strength right now?
Yeah, you know, the spreads right now imply that there is demand for the old crop. And so what I mean by that is if you just look at the first two contract months, your July versus the August contract, okay, that spread earlier in the week started with July trading about a nickel under the August. And here we finish up the week, and it settles 2¾ cents above August. So that movement in the spread implies that there is an increase in demand on the old crop. Is it because of what's going on in Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil? Possibly. But the bean market, to me, has a very bearish long-term dynamic. But it is obviously not focused on that right now. There's something happening with the old crop. And, you know, most producers I talk to really don't have old crop beans. And if they do, it's very little. So any ownership that is in the producer's hands is likely on paper and not in the physical. And so that might have something to do with it, where if there is an influx of old crop demand, it's really the producer's not there to sell it. They're just there to sell new crop at this point. But there is something going on in beans, and again, it's evident by how it's trading separate from how corn and wheat traded to finish the week and how the spreads are trading. And I'll, you know, one other spread to look at, the front month versus the new crop. Okay. Similar story, but a little bit more of a big move there earlier in the week. And this was on Tuesday, right? July was trading 3 cents above November. We finish up the day today at about 25 cents above November. So the July contract has gained substantially on the new crop contract this week. And again, there's something brewing in the old crop soybeans. So again, we don't always know exactly what's going on at the time it's happening. And oftentimes we find out after the fact. But the movement in the spreads is telling us there's something happening here.
Okay. Very quickly, like you said, corn week here at the end of the week, and I noticed it was one of those deals. We were we had some strength in the overnight session, but when we come to trade in the day session, that strength that we had kind of worked away. What's going on in corn, do you say?
You know, it's 4 days in a row. As soon as there was that forecast of some open planting weather, albeit maybe brief, but the market started to price in what I think is going to be a pretty good jump in corn planting week over week. We'll get those numbers Monday afternoon. But essentially, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days in a row, corn did the same thing every day. It would trade a little bit higher in the night session. And then at 8:30, when we open up for the day session, they came in and they sold the open, and we would go down about a nickel, and then we would sit there. And we did that 4 sessions in a row, today included. So I think this market has backed off, pricing in a good jump in planting. So now when I look at the July corn chart, it looks like it's very simply in an upward trending channel. And so what I mean by that is we made lows back in February. We made another strong set of lows April 18th and 19th. If you draw the uptrend from that, that is your upward trend line over the last couple of months. Now, if I use a channel tool, what that does is that'll create the same line at the same angle, but I can attach it to some of the highs that we were making. So if you attach it to the high back in March, it hits the high in late March. Then it hits the highs that we had in early May, and then it hit the high that we made earlier this week. So the uptrend on that particular chart is going to come in down around the 444 area as we get into early next week. Coincidentally, the low for the month so far is 443¾. I wouldn't be surprised if the corn market backed off another 8 cents or so as we get into early next week, and then turn around and go look for the upper end of the channel again as we get into June.
All right. Let's pause here. We will come back with the second half of the Channel Final Bell here in just a few minutes. We got some things to talk about with wheat. We'll look at what's kind of going on in some of the other adjacent markets and things like that. So stay tuned. We will have the second half of the Channel Final Bell. That's coming up next here on the Rural Radio Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, Brian Splitt from AgMarket.net joining us here today. We haven't talked about wheat yet on the Final Bell, and especially with the Kansas wheat tour that wrapped up earlier this week, and we got a production number, again, significantly higher than last year. What's your takeaway in the wheat market, even with this pressure, it seems like, here at the end of the week?
So both the Chicago and the hard red wheat contracts for July reached some major retracement objectives, and these would be retracement objectives of the whole break from the high last July all the way down to the lows that we made in March of this year. So the July Chicago contract retraced 62% of that whole break. The hard red, the KC contract, retraced half of it. The funds are generally going to be participating more in the soft red versus the hard red. So those large short positions are going to be in the Chicago contract. I think that's why we had a little bit more significant retracement in the Chicago variety, because that is where more of the fund position will be located. But with the market trading up to $7, on both the Chicago and the hard red, and then you look at the values that we saw for July of 2025, right? So this would be the new crop for what will be drilled this fall. We felt that was an opportunity to take advantage of, not only to slide a floor under what's waiting to be cut in the next 4 to 5 weeks, but also for next year. So big part of the run up was what was going on with Russia. You know, we had some extreme dryness there for a very long time, and then we had a cold snap. And so the problem with wheat is the cold snap impacted crop that they cannot replant. So they can replant their spring wheat, and they said that they would, but you can't replant the winter wheat. So there's going to be some losses there. That was part of this big run-up that we've had in wheat. And then also we mentioned relative to soybeans, Mato Grosso do Sul in Brazil, they grow wheat there as well. So there is undoubtedly, several million tons of wheat that is going to have some concerns and possible losses. So this all culminated, you know, all at the same time. We had a sharp run-up. But seasonally, we should make highs in May for wheat and then break back down going into harvest. So again, because of that seasonal tendency, we feel appropriate to have something done in wheat to the short side, whether it's short futures or put ownership or selling calls, however you want to go about it, to have some kind of coverage, especially because of just sheer amount that we've rallied here. I mean, we had wheat go from $6 to over $7 on next year's wheat. That over a dollar rally, means a lot to wheat growers.
Yep. All right. So let's take everything we've kind of talked about and maybe put it in preview mode. You know, coming back, getting into Sunday night, into Monday's trade, what do you think that planting progress number is going to look at? Is the market ready to digest that? How are we going to get into next week's trade? What should we be watching?
Well, I think you're going to see, unless there's a forecast flip over the weekend that goes back to really wet and the window tightens up, I think you're likely to see things continue to trade soft for corn going into the number, and then I think you'll probably find some strength, especially if we come down and test the uptrend on corn. You know, again, it's the same thing on December corn. We haven't taken out the uptrend on the chart. It just seems like we're in an upward trending channel. So I could see the market trading soft, but then trying to find some strength as we get into the end of the month going into Memorial Day weekend. And I think there's potential for the market to look friendly as we head into the June WASDE report, because, again, that balance sheet does not accommodate a 176 or 177 type yield and still warrant the long-term bearishness that people have right now. So I still think there's a seasonal pop there. Whatever's going on in beans right now, if there's additional concern about South America or whatever's happening with this old crop and why these spreads are rallying, if that's part of the story early next week, that may supersede for beans the planting progress numbers that afternoon. We're very close to resistance on July beans at this 1230 area. If we start the week above that, we're likely to go revisit the high for the month at that 1256 level. If for some reason July beans take that high out, then I think you're going to see a really strong move. And again, I think part of the problem is people don't really know why beans are trading like this right now. And so it's going to catch a lot of people off guard if it continues to go up.
I won't ask you for a number, but do you think, you know, with the producers that you've talked to, is corn the planting number going to still be behind normal? Will soybeans fall behind normal? What do you think that might look like?
I think the corn number, we may catch up tremendously this week. There's going to be a lot of activity this weekend, and I think we could be very close to normal. On the beans, that might be slightly behind, but I think that there's going to be a tremendous amount of activity, especially between now and Sunday when these numbers are going to be as of. So that number on Monday, I think, is going to show some pretty good jumps.
All right. Very interesting conversation. Thank you much. Brian Splitt with AgMarket.net joining us on today's program. Again, a reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. Thank you for joining us on today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Last week, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension published a preliminary report on the scope and impact of the devastating wildfires that swept across Texas and Oklahoma earlier this year. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which ignited along with several other blazes on February 26th, burned for nearly 2 weeks, consuming over 1.2 million acres of land across the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma, burning an area twice the size of Rhode Island before the flames were subdued. The fire set the record as the largest in state history, and following a new report from Texas A&M Extension, it will also likely be the costliest fire in Texas history. In their initial report, released last week, the Extension Service estimated losses at $123 million, with $27 million of that directly related to livestock losses. Current estimates put the number of cattle killed at 12,000 head, but the loss of substantial grazing land and vital ranch infrastructure added tens of millions of dollars to the damage total. Fencing has emerged as a significant challenge, with the sheer volume of losses raising costs and making supplies hard to find. Analysts say between 3 and 4,000 miles of fencing were destroyed across the region, with D.D. Jones, a risk management specialist from the AgriLife Extension, reporting that costs for fence construction are now between $3 and $4 per foot, largely as material costs continue to climb. The recovery effort, driven by local residents and ranchers with help from rural residents from across the country, has been immense. Supply points were established in several towns through the region to distribute hay, feed, and critical resources to those in need, and financial assistance has also proved to be crucial. The USDA's Farm Service Agency has offered programs for local ranchers who have suffered losses, and the U.S. Small Business Administration has approved disaster declarations, which open the door for additional avenues to aid. As is almost always the case, as word of the disaster spread on social media, farmers from across the country began putting together assistance caravans with fencing supplies, hay, and home goods, and that help was critical. I'll have more on that when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Yes, in that true rural America spirit, farmers from across the country work to send help to the fire-damaged communities in the Texas Panhandle, and Monty Dozier, director of the Texas Extension's Disaster Assessment and Recovery Team, praised the overwhelming response from both within Texas and from those out of state. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mild tonight, maybe a stray storm, otherwise partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, warm again with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chance Sunday, high upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms to start next week on Monday and Tuesday, and cooler. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 81 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. Caught up in this moment.
never opened up to anyone. So hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this. Let's just take it slow. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright with just a kiss.
This a little time, it'll only bring us closer to the love we wanna find. It's never felt so real.
No, it's never felt so right.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't wanna mess this thing up. Shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright with just a kiss goodnight. No, I don't wanna say goodnight.
I know it's time to leave, but you'll be in my dreams.
Just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage, I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late, too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Middle of June, she was planning a welcome home barbecue. Green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. To hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. The whole town shut down, the whole town showed up, sang Amazing Grace, watched a slideshow of his 22 years. There was laughs and there was tears. And that preacher talked about sacrifice and traffic stop for them Cadillac lights. Johnny sold beer half price that night, and everybody raised an eye, singing, here's to the ones that didn't make it back. Was we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. Back to that front porch, that front door, to the life they were fighting for. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. They're in a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones that didn't make it back home.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right, when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. I like it that way. Any man of mine
see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, show me teasing, squeezing, raising kind of time.